Our clerk, Joanne, do we have a confirmed?
Eric is handling that for us. Do we have a quorum?
Chair, we are one short of a quorum.
All right. As soon as we get a quorum, we will get started.
You could go ahead and get the meeting started and just not handle any action items.
Well, here comes Joey and Lisa.
All right. Well, I'll wait for them to get on, and they are on now. And welcome, everybody, to the CVAG Executive Committee agenda for Monday, September 26, 2002. We're going to go ahead and get this meeting started at 4:30. And just a reminder that pursuant to Assembly Bill 361 and the findings made by CVAG, this meeting will only be conducted via video and teleconference. You can find the instructions on the CVAG website. We'll move on now to the call to order, and I'm going to ask Erica to go ahead and call the roll for the beginning of the meeting.
Thank you, Chair. City of Palm Springs.
Lisa, you're muted?
Yep.
There we are. Present.
City of Indio?
Present.
29 Palms? Torres Martinez, Desert Cahuilla Indians? Cabazon Band of Cahuilla Indians?
Here.
Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians? City of Indian Wells?
Present.
City of Cathedral City?
Here.
City of Palm Desert?
Yes, present.
City of La Quinta?
Present, Linda Evans.
City of Blythe?
Here.
County of Riverside 4th District? County of Riverside 5th District.
I'm here.
City of Rancho Mirage.
Here.
City of Desert Hot Springs.
Present.
And City of Coachella.
Present. And with that, I'm going to ask that Supervisor Hewitt, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Certainly. Thank you. If everyone would face a flag or one on here and join me in our Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we begin the meeting, I want to just remind my fellow committee members that we do have a closed session. You should have been sent the closed session link. If you're having trouble finding that closed session link, now would be the time to text Tom or Erica to send you that closed session link so that you can join us after this meeting. With that, I'm going to move on to item number 4, which is the agenda modifications. Tom, any modifications to the agenda?
There are none.
We'll move on now to item number 5, public comments on agenda items. This is the time and place for members of the public to address the executive committee on any items on the agenda. Is there anyone that would like to address the executive committee, Erica?
Chair, we have no hands raised and we received no written comments ahead of the meeting.
We'll move on now to item number 6, the chair and executive director's announcements. Mr. Executive Director, any announcements?
Yeah, on that closed session, just on the mechanics of that, you should have it on your calendar, particularly if you have a Microsoft Outlook calendar. Just click on the link. We'll give it a few minutes at the end of the meeting. And again, you can email or text me or do the same with Erica. We'll make sure you get that link. The closed session, I would expect to only be 10 minutes or so, so it shouldn't be a long meeting. Additionally, I do want to report out on the election of officers for various CVAG committees. On transportation, the chair was reelected, Mr. Hernandez, and the vice chair is Dana Reed. Public safety, the chair was reelected, Chair Wayman Furman, and Raymond Gregory of Cathedral City was elected vice chair. And on homelessness, John Pena was elected chair and Wayman Furman as vice chair. And on energy and environment, the chair and vice chair swapped seats with Oscar Ortiz as chair and Linda Evans as vice chair. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I do want to also report out that I had an opportunity to meet with the governor's infrastructures are, as they've named them, Antonio Villagrosa. I know the Mayor Middleton also had an opportunity to meet with Antonio, and he's pledged to us to come down into the Coachella Valley and get some more one-on-ones with our electeds. The message from the governor's office and the infrastructures are is that there is going to be a huge opportunity coming forward, something in the tune of about $100 billion, $50 billion for the state and $50 billion from the Fed. So there is going to be an opportunity, hopefully, to get some funding. Of course, the train into the Coachella Valley was something of a priority, and as well as amongst other projects that we're all working on. And I know Supervisor Hewitt was there, but I did want to just inform the executive committee of that meeting. I'll move on now to the consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar, or?
I'll move to approve the consent calendar.
There's a motion by Rancho Mirage. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Palm Springs. All those in favor signify by saying aye or raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions?
Aye.
I'll just abstain on item A, please.
There's an abstention.
I will abstain on item A.
Abstention from the City of Palm Springs on item A. Are there any no's on the consent calendar? Seeing none, we'll move forward now to item number 8. This is discussion action items. This is item number A, design and engineering services for Western Coachella Valley flooding and blow sand projects. Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair, members of the committee. The item before you is has to do with the regional roadways in Western Coachella Valley that have been affected by flooding and blow sand. Far too often, these major storm and wind events force the closure of regional roadways. People traveling to work, school, and other locations can be cut off, forced to take long detours, or are stranded for hours. This can be particularly problematic for traffic heading south from Desert Hot Springs or Interstate 10 trying to access Palm Springs, the hospital, the airport, essential facilities. Emergency services personnel are unable to use these regional roads, causing major safety concerns and delays. In the spring of 2019, the executive committee took action and initiated the flooding and blow sand study. Michael Baker International was selected as the consultant, and CVAG administered the project and worked closely with many of the stakeholders listed on the screen here. The study focused on the Western Coachella Valley, particularly regional arterials that interconnect communities north and south of Interstate 10. For decades, there have been projects identified in the Transportation Project Prioritization Study along these regional corridors. Indian Canyon and Gene Autry Trail are each estimated at over $250 million. Although these are the most significant, there's others in Desert Hot Springs and Cathedral City, adding up to close to $600 million in stormwater improvements. The objective of the flooding and blow sand study was to identify and evaluate alternative concepts that could provide a level of flood protection appropriate to the specific location. For example, at North Indian Canyon Drive, the study looked at the two-mile stretch between I-10 and the Chino Canyon levee. The study focused improvements where they were needed most and used the latest technology in prefabricated bridge structures to find cost-effective solutions, reducing the improvement cost. For this corridor, it went from $250 million down to approximately $35 million by limiting the improvements to where they're needed. Additionally, other options were looked at for emergency service vehicles using some prefabricated bridge structures, just allowing one lane to be open and keep emergency vehicles moving through the area. By applying the same approach and to all the other projects in the study, it resulted in a significant reduction in the overall cost of these projects in both Palm Springs, in Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs. reducing the overall estimated cost from about $600 million down to just over $100 million. So also in the study looked at emergency access, traffic volume, stormwater flows, and it ranked these projects from low, medium to highest priority. At the December executive committee meeting, staff was directed to coordinate with Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Desert Hot Springs to advance these improvements. Looking at the highly constrained budget, the recommendation was to start with Indian Canyon Drive and also Varner Road and Date Palm and Varner Road and Cathedral City. In coordination with the project design team, which was members from each of the three agencies and CVAG, CVAG advertised locally and also used a third-party plan room to reach out to interested consultants. During the RFP process, we received courtesy calls from two large engineering firms letting us know that they were just too busy and they wouldn't be proposing because they didn't have the capacity to work on the project. We extended the RFP advertising deadline, trying to encourage more time and other firms to propose, but ultimately we received just one proposal from MBI. The design team reviewed the proposal and is recommending that we select MBI and proceed forward. The proposal was very thorough. The consultant has a good relationship with the stakeholders involved, and they also had the benefit of working on the previous study. The next steps in this process are for the executive committee to approve the contract, which is on the agenda tonight, along with the agency reimbursement agreements. And we will also continue to work with to secure additional funding. Some of those opportunities, as the chair described, working with the state. Also, we're working not only with transportation funding, but some opportunities with some hazard mitigation funds through Cal OES to try to secure some flood mitigation funding. And we'll continue to work towards trying to get construction funding for this project. The CVAG will administer the contract with an initial focus on this environmental phase. CVAG will work with CVCC to ensure that the project addresses all the requirements as outlined in the MSHCPs, specifically the Whitewater Floodplain Conservation Area. CVC continues to acquire conservation area within the Whitewater Floodplain. This image on the screen is from an item that went before CVC just over a week ago. And the area in green represents a portion of the over 6,590 acres of fluvial and aeolian sand transport conservation area. I'd like to also acknowledge the receipt of a written communication from Sierra Club dated September 23rd. The letter reviews the CVMSHCP requirements and requests a joint project review. CVAG staff will work closely with CVCC to satisfy all the requirements of the MSHCP. The fiscal analysis for this port, the item for you tonight, is to complete the design and engineering phase of this work, everything to get to construction. Total estimated cost is about $4.4 million. And we've broken it down based on the specific locations of the improvements. And based on the proportion of those improvements, we've divided up the regional and local shares. The recommendation is to authorize the chair and the executive director to execute professional service agreements with Michael Baker and also execute the reimbursement agreements with Palm Springs and Cathedral City. That completes my staff report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hoy. Any questions from the executive committee? All right. Mr. Madison, did you raise your hand? No.
I did. If I could figure out how to press the buttons here and where to put my hand in the camera there.
I thought you didn't raise your hand. Sorry.
No, I did. I just wanted to add that this is obviously an important contract for the Western Coachella Valley as we move towards solutions for this. And this could be a blueprint to what Cathedral City and Desert Hot Springs needs to use in our communities. I can't see us not approving this and getting this moving forward. What I said in the transportation meeting was just to make sure that we look outside the box and look at some solutions. The flooding obviously is a major issue, but really what the big issue is the blow sand that covers the streets. So There's got to be out-of-the-box thinking when we design this stuff. It just can't be a traditional bridge. There just has to be some really good thinking moving forward. So thank you.
Well, is that a motion?
That will be a motion.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
I would welcome being able to second this motion and also add that it's really a pleasure to be here to vote on this one. A lot of years of work has gone into this. Tom and his team have done an outstanding piece of work, and I did confirm with the governor's office today. They have received all of the information that we sent on this. I tried to get them to just go ahead and say yes and not even consider any of the other projects, but they think they've got to follow procedure and look at all of the other projects too.
I sometimes think like that, but I was reminded as the chair, I have to think regionally now. So I want to just acknowledge the leadership of Desert Hot Springs, Scott and Palm Springs and Lisa, as well as Cathedral City, for getting us to this place. And project readiness is going to be key. So we do have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye or raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any noes? Motion carries. We'll move on now to item number B. This is amendment number two to the reimbursement agreement for the Avenue 48 between Van Buren Street and Dillon Road within the cities of Coachella, Indio, and incorporating the cities of La Quinta. So, Tom. Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
It'll be Eric Cowell. Eric?
Yeah, third try is good, and an admitted Cardinals fan. I'm pleased to address this to the Honorable Chair and Executive Committee this afternoon on Avenue 48, Van Buren to Dillon. This was a project that I'm clicking, but it's not going. So this is a project located in Coachella and Riverside County. This is a project that came to fruition beginning back in 2016. It was actually one of my first executive committee meetings. And I believe our chair, Mayor Hernandez, came and passionately presented the case to prioritize this project, which was ranked number 10 on our TPPS. There were two fatalities back in 2016. It's in the top 10% of our projects. So everybody got to work trying to put it together. And we put together an agreement in 2016. I believe it was actually signed in 2017, but we approved it in 16. For the preliminary assessment and environmental document for $450,000. The county would be the lead, and Coachella agreed to split the local share with the county. In September 2020, we had the initial project components completed, and we began on the final engineering in right-of-way for an additional $650,000. Again, with the county as the lead and the two agencies agreeing to split the local share. So in August of this year, Riverside County came to us and is now asking for CVAG to put in an additional $2,587,500 as the regional share to construct this project. And we have a time trigger to begin construction that would be extended to August 31st of 2023. They are completing the right-of-way acquisition. They have had some COVID-related delays and some delays tied to Imperialist Irrigation District, but they believe that they can get this under construction by August 31st of 2023. So our recommendation is to approve amendment number two to the reimbursement agreement. with for the total amount not to exceed $3.45 million, with CVAG's share at $2.587 million, with the county and the city splitting the local share, and extending the time trigger and authorizing the director, executive director, to make clarifying changes.
Eric, thank you for that presentation, and I do apologize for calling you. And I will also just add that this project is very, very important to our arts and music line as well, that we keep trying to go after funding for as it completes that corridor. So is there a motion to approve this item?
I'll motion to approve.
Well, the City of Indio motions to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There is
Regal a second. Cathedral City.
Second by Cathedral City. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any noes? Motion carries now. We'll move on now to item number 9. These are informational items. We'd like to see any feedback. And we will also now move now to item number 10. This is legislative items. We have a presentation from our League of California Cities, Aaron Sassy. Aaron?
Sorry, I had to get into the meeting, so I apologize for the delay. Thank you for having me. It's nice to see all of you. Happy birthday, Tom. So I just wanted to give you a legislative update. I know that you have at least part of it in your packet. There have been a couple updates, so I'll just go through it briefly. We're still waiting for the governor to sign some of the housing bills. He has until this Friday to sign or veto bills. I think he'll probably be waiting on the housing ones until later this week. But just a couple I wanted to flag, and I see that Mayor Middleton is on with us. I know that she was on a task force. So one bill that I know is good news for us is that AB 2097 by Freeman. That was not the right one. It was the AB 1938 from Freeman would allow you to reduce your speed limits. And this came out of the AB 43 from the year before. That was signed by the governor. The other one by Freeman, AB 2097, is actually one that we were requesting a veto on, but the governor did sign it. This would restrict parking requirements within a half mile of public transit, but that also includes the 15-minute bus stop. So if you have a route that goes every 15 minutes, which I know in your area, there's a lot of that, so it would apply to you. So it restricts parking in those areas. Another one that we are happy the governor signed is our sponsored 1985. This has to do with the 1383 organic waste bill. I know this is something we've been working on for many years. This year we had a bill that would give you an additional 2 years to comply with your procurement requirements. So that was signed by the governor. So you already have a little bit of a delay for the implementation, but now you also have a 2 year period delay for your procurement, because I know that that's going to be a challenge for pretty much everyone. So that was definitely good news. There's a bill, AB 1685, that would require all cities to forgive at least $1,500 in parking fines and fees annually for people experiencing homelessness. I know that this could be a burden for a lot of you financially. The governor has not signed it yet, but we are requesting a veto. There were two bills that he did just sign that would help with the catalytic converter thefts. It's AB 1740 and SB 1087. He did sign those, so that's definitely good news, and hopefully it gives our police officers and our sheriff's department some additional tools to help with the increase in the catalytic converter thefts. There was another bill we requested a veto on. It was SB 1186. This would require all of you to change your ordinances to allow for the delivery of medical cannabis. I know I've mentioned this one in the past. Despite our veto request, the governor did sign it. So you will be required to allow for the delivery of medical cannabis within your cities. Lastly, I just wanted to bring up a couple other bills. There's AB 1951 that has to do with general fund only sales and use tax exemptions for manufacturing equipment. This one, we did request a veto and the governor did actually veto it. We were just concerned that it could impact your finances. So that was definitely good news. But then there was another bill by Assemblyman Garcia. I know he's ours. It's AB 2887 that would increase the annual sales and use tax exclusion limit by $50 for alternate energy and advanced manufacturing. So these bills were sort of similar. That one was signed by the governor. We were opposed to it, though, just because we were concerned that it could reduce some of your revenues. So with that, like I said, he has until September 30th. I know two of the big ones we're waiting to see what happens. He'll likely sign them, but it's SB 6 and AB 2011. These have to do with your zoning. They would basically circumvent a lot of your local control, but he'll likely take his time to those last days. But happy to take any questions. It's really nice to see all of you. Thank you for all of your work this year with letters, phone calls, texts, and advocating. I know sometimes I send a lot. Sometimes I try to be mindful, but sometimes we're asking for really short timelines, and I always appreciate you working with me on that.
Aaron, thank you for your presentation. I see no hands raised. And City of Indio, Mr. Ortiz?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you could repeat again the information on the AB, I think you said 2087, the one for renewable energy?
Oh, yes, the 2887 by Assemblyman Eduardo Garcia. So basically what it would do is that there's this annual sales and use tax exclusion limit of $50 million for eligible alternative energy and advanced manufacturing. And it would have a local government revenue loss that could exceed $25 million annually for 3 years. So that was why we opposed it. It's basically a tax credit. So it helps business on the one hand, but it could hurt cities on the other hand with your revenue. So that is why we requested a veto.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on now. If there are no other questions, to item number 11, public comments. Are there any public comments on non-agenda items? And I do want to just make a note for the record and recognize Joseph Mirales from the Torres Martinez, who was able to join us. So are there any public comments, Erica?
Chair, we have no hands raised, and we received no written comments ahead of the meeting.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move to announcements. The next meeting on the Executive Committee will be held on Monday, December 5th, 2022 at 4:30 p.m. via Zoom. I do want to take a moment and recognize and just honor our former executive director that was the executive director here at CVEC for a very short time. He was also the county executive CEO, that is Larry Parrish, who passed away between our last executive committee meeting and today. So I just want to dedicate this meeting in his honor. And I do see that we have a comment from the City of Indian Wells. Dana, you're muted.
I was not aware about Larry's passing. Thank you for informing us of it. Before we adjourn, could I get the chair to lead us in a song of happy birthday to our executive director?
I will, absolutely. On the count of three, ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. And I guess we're all invited to the nest tonight, are we, to celebrate?
You know my habits. Thank you all. And just to remind you all, we're not adjourning, of course. We will be going into closed session. We'll see you on that other link. Thanks again, Chair, and the rest of the committee.
And many more, Tom, many more years.
Thank you.
On behalf of the CVAG chair and legal counsel, I'd like to report that there is no reportable action, and this meeting is adjourned as of 5:09 p.m.